This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Today we'll have Bishop David Zellmer leading us in prayer, and followed by Caden Capaldo, who will lead us with the Pledge of Allegiance. Bishop Zellmer, please rise.
And let us pray. Well, Heavenly Father, here in the people's house, we ask your blessing upon these men and women who have been set aside to serve the people of South Dakota. We pray as well for our governor, our senators, for all elected and appointed officials. Bless our land with honesty in the workplace, truth in education, and honor in daily life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be seated. Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Denner, Deutsch, Diedrich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Chris, Johnson, David, Carr, Koth, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McClary, Mills, Milstead, Miskimmons, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Herman, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Poirier, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Seba, Shanefish, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Weiss, Wheezy, Willardson, York, Zickman, and Speaker Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. Order of business number 3, approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, this will be a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Order business number 5.
Reports of Standing Committee. Mr. Speaker, the Joint Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that it has had under consideration additions to the joint rules and has returned the same. Copies of those rules are on your desk. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that it has had under consideration additions to the House rules and has returned the same with recommendation. Those changes are on your desk as well. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Kamak, Blair, and Wismer as the Committee of Three on the part of the Senate to meet with the Committee of Four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
And motions and resolutions.
Representative Qualm moved that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Thursday, January 10th, the third legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. And order of business number 10, first reading of House bills and committee assignments.
House Bill 1039 for an act entitled An Act to Provide for the Use of the Obligation Recovery Center by Certain Post-Secondary Technical Institutes.
Thank you. The Speaker signs that House Bill 1039 to the Committee on Education. I'd like to welcome today the interfaith community. Bishop Zelmer has requested an introduction there, and we'd just like to point out that the interfaith community was here this morning, had a presentation in the rotunda, as I understand. I missed that. But welcome to you today. Thank you very much. And also, the doctor of the day, Nicole Poppinga, is she here? Dr. Poppinga? I don't think she's quite here yet, but we just want to thank her. And if we don't get back to that, I'll just read a little bit of her bio. She's doctor of the day and part of the program through the South Dakota Medical Association. She has practiced at Avera Medical Group in Pierce since 2011, also practices at South Dakota Urban Indian Health in Sioux Falls since 2016, an assistant clinical faculty member of the USD School of Medicine. She received her medical degree from the University of North Dakota School of Medicine and Health Sciences with a specialty in internal medicine and pediatrics. She completed her residency at the University of Missouri in Kansas City in 2007. And Dr. Poppinga has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 2011 and serves on the association's policy council. She also is the immediate past president of the South Dakota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. So thank you very much, Dr. Poppinga, and I hope we can pass the word along as she gets over to this side of the house. We have a very short agenda today, so if there are any announcements or are there any introductions anyone would like to make today, we were a little short on time yesterday, so we didn't really have the opportunity to do so. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Health and Human Services will have an informational meeting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in room 412.
Room 412. Any other announcements for tomorrow? Representative Rounds.
Mr. Speaker, thank you.
Yes, Representative.
I do believe this afternoon we do have a training set up for our committee chairs, vice chairs, and anybody who wants to show and learn a little bit about how our committees run.
At 3 o'clock, I believe.
3 o'clock.
I believe it's in room 413,
We'll go through the process, and we got a lot of experienced chairmen, chairs that'll be up there to help run the situation or help run it. And I think it's a good learning experience, especially for the freshmen to come up and just get an idea how the committees are run or what the chairs go through. But it'll be very educational. Thank you.
And I would just encourage anyone to attend that meeting. It's going to be well worth it. So whether you're chair, vice chair, or you just want to learn what the process is, 3 o'clock, room 413, I'm quite sure. Representative York.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like the House to make welcome the Chairman of the Cuddington County Commissioners, Lee Gable, up in the galley. Thank you for coming, Lee.
Representative Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Transportation Committee will have an organizational meeting tomorrow morning at 9:30 for just kind of an informal get-to-know-each-other part, followed at 10 o'clock by a presentation by the South Dakota Department of Transportation, a briefing on their agenda and history. So,
and that's at what time?
That's at the official meeting is at 10 a.m., and that's in room 413.
All right. Thank you. It's my understanding Dr. Poppinga is here now. Is that correct, Doctor? Thank you very much. I read your credentials earlier. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you taking time out of your day and your week to be here, so thank you very much. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to ask the House to join me in welcoming several of my constituents here for the speech that is upcoming by the Chief Justice. In the back here in the front row, Judge Joni Cutler, Judge Robin Howman, Judge Doug Hoffman, and Doug's daughter, Paige. Thank you for being here and welcome.
Thank you very much. Judge Howman is the presiding judge for our Second Circuit in the Sioux Falls area. Judge Cutler is a former member of the House, right? Were you in the Senate? Okay, so she's covered all the bases. So thank you very much for being here. And Judge Hoffman, thanks very much for being here as well. Any other announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, your appropriations group is busy working. We will meet again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and we will be hearing budgets from BFM, Tribal Relations, and the legislature. You are all welcome to join us at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Other announcements? Well, thanks again to all the folks in the gallery. It's very important to take part in the process. Glad you're here. Glad you're here for the opportunity to listen to the Chief Justice give the state of the judiciary. And he does a great job, and we appreciate his service as well. So thank you very much for being here. And anything further from the clerk's office? Hearing nothing further. Representative Steele, do you have anything to say?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Steele.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.